God, for whom we have so many names until we stutter into silence, you give your love a name in Jesus. We are here because you called us. First, you called us to live and to know your Son. Please accept our thanks, our Eucharist, for Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who gives his life that we may live, and help us to listen to his voice that calls us to love each other. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. Yet what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away.
And the wolf catches and
scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. There also I must lead,
and they will hear my voice,
and there will be one flock, one shepherd.
This is why the Father loves me,
because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own.
I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again.
This command I have received from my Father."
The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
First, on a personal note, I'd like to thank all of you for your many prayers these past few weeks for my back to get better. After an MRI showed that I had a protruding disc to the spinal cord, I received an injection and some physical therapy, which really has helped relieve me most of my pain. So your prayers are always uplifting. I am so grateful to you for them. Today, the church is celebrating Good Shepherd Sunday, in World Day of Prayer for Vocations to the Priesthood, Religious Life, and Diaconate.
Every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we read the famous Good Shepherd Discourse from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. The exact verses change each cycle, but they all revolve around Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd. This year, in Cycle B, we always hear the following verses from the Gospel. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And also, I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. We probably all have images of the good shepherd in our minds. After all, we've had many holy cards and pictures of those images. Perhaps you're familiar with the image of one with Jesus standing with the lamb across his shoulders, like the image of the good shepherd right in our center quilt up here. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Recently, I read a story about a pastor who instructed his sacristan to write the responsorial psalm on a whiteboard before Mass, which was to be recited on Good Shepherd Sunday. The responsorial psalm was, The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Well, the board was too small for the long response, so the pastor said to the sacristan, Just write on it, The Lord is my shepherd. And after some thought how long the response was, the pastor said, That is enough. Well, when the responsorial psalm was said, the pastor was surprised but amused when he heard the faithful say, The Lord is my shepherd. That is enough. Well, this might be an honest mistake by the sacristan, but this is a very meaningful declaration of our faith, isn't it? To know that Jesus is our good shepherd is more than enough to inspire us to continue to live out our demands of our faith. Jesus invites us to share in the work of caring for the flock in our own ways as a good shepherd. He also calls some people from us to lifelong commitment as a priest, as a religious, or a deacon, to work in the work of shepherding the flock of God. If today you hear God's voice calling you to this way of life, harden not your hearts and answer Jesus' call. And if you do not hear God calling you to this way of life, then do everything in your power to encourage those who may be called to that religious life. We know that Jesus is our good shepherd. We know that Pope Francis is the good shepherd of our Catholic Church, that Bishop Mark is the good shepherd of our diocese, and that Father Joseph is the good shepherd of our parish family. But who else are the good shepherds in our lives? By virtue of our baptism and our confirmation, you and I are called to be a good shepherd. Good shepherds are ready to lay down their lives, just like Jesus said in our gospel today. Good shepherds who lay down their lives are the husbands and wives who show their devotion to each other and to their children, to our catechists and teachers who spend untold hours instructing our students, to our parishioners, young and old, who use their time and talents of service to serve our parish family. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. There's a lot in that verse, isn't there? Jesus says, mine know me. We need to ponder on how well we really know Jesus. And then we must ask ourselves, how well does Jesus really know me? Am I a good shepherd? God is calling every single one of us to work for the gospel. For a small number, it may be as a priest, religious, or a deacon, and that call can come at any time in one's life. But there are hundreds of other ways of serving the church and helping to build up our parish family. Over the past few weekends, you have heard our fellow parishioners come forward to give their witness on why they became a member of Good Shepherd and how they are serving our Good Shepherd family. And I thank each of you for sharing this with us. I hope they have touched your inner being on how you might serve our parish family with your time and talents. If you were to come forward like them
and give your witness to us, what would your testimony be? Why did you join Good Shepherd family? And how, more importantly, are you serving our Good Shepherd family, your parish family? Where is God calling you to make your own unique contribution based on the particular talents God has given you? If every single one of us were to answer that question sincerely and then act upon it, it is likely that our parish family would stay vibrant in serving each other and those outside of these walls. Jesus said in Matthew's gospel, "I came to serve, not to be served." That is a sign of a good shepherd. He has given us a good example of being a servant. Will we follow him and be the servant with our time and our talent and our treasure? Next weekend, we can answer that question by participating in our Time, Talent, and Treasure Weekend. This coming week, I ask you to sincerely take time to reflect each day on the time, talents, and treasure that God has given you. Then take the time to pray about them and how you can use them, your time, talents, and treasures, to serve all of us at Good Shepherd. Next weekend, please take the time to visit the various committees in Agape Hall to see where you can use your time, talents, and treasure to serve your parish family. And I also invite you young men and women, especially those who are going to receive the sacrament of confirmation next month, to be like Jesus, to become a servant, to be an example to your peers and to those who are younger than you, by becoming involved in your parish family. Become a reader, a Eucharistic minister, a server, a hospitality minister. Join our choir or join one of our other ministries. Just become involved. Throughout our school year, we have had our class masses with much participation from our youth. With them, by setting their example, they are sharing their talents and with us encouraging more to participate. Perhaps our adults. We do all these ministries because we are the people of Good Shepherd. May we always hear Jesus' voice, follow and tend his sheep. May the Good Shepherd guide us as a small Christian faith community. May we go wherever he leads us and minister to each other along the way. To be a good shepherd of our time, talents, and treasure, we must remember that they are God's gifts to us. We may think we made them, but they're God's gifts to us. What we do with them are our gifts back to God. May we be like Jesus and become a good shepherd servant.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.